USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the American comeback from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak is going well. Hosting a White House meeting on workforce policy, President Trump says we're now focused on bringing the economy back to what it was.
And now we have to bring it back because we had to close in order to save millions of lives. We added 2.5 million jobs last month, which was incredible, a number, the largest monthly increase in history.
Four New Jersey residents have been charged in a recent mail-in voter fraud case with the state's attorney general accusing them of multiple crimes, including voting fraud, tampering with public records, and authorized possession of multiple vote-by-mail-in ballots. Of the four men charged, one was a city council member, another was a councilman-elect. And the Dow lost 730 points on Friday to end the week at 2515. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An economic report from the government shows a better-than-expected rise in consumer spending. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
American consumers increasing their spending last month by a record 8.2%, partly erasing record plunges in the previous 2 months of 6.6% in March after a whopping 12.6% decline in consumer spending in April. That's when the viral pandemic started shuttering businesses, forcing millions of layoffs and sending the economy into a recession.
Texas-based American Airlines will remove its cap on flights and start selling to capacity starting July 1st. The airline will notify passengers if a flight is full and give them a chance to switch to a less crowded flight. The program is free through September 30th. The airline had put a cap on its flights to have social distancing because of the coronavirus pandemic. The airline has not announced when they will begin serving alcohol again. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With the Coronavirus Task Force holding a briefing on Friday, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a lot of the hot spots where we're seeing more cases of coronavirus pop up are in really small designated areas.
The hot spots are in 3% of American counties. About 110 counties right now are the ones that we're focused on. We can get back to work, back to school, back to worship, and importantly, back to health care if we act responsibly as individuals, if we keep in mind what are our individual vulnerabilities. You know, most of the fatalities and severe cases are in individuals who are 80 years or older or 65 years of age and older with three comorbidities such as diabetes, obesity, renal failure, lung disease. These are the people that have to be really protected, ring-fenced, protected.
As far as if the administration is farming out the coronavirus response, Azar says,
no, not at all, but it's always a locally led, state-supervised, federally supported process of responding. And you've heard the president, the vice president, myself. We've got Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Redfield. In fact, the four doctors just spent 7 hours testifying before Congress this week. So we're out there, we're keeping the information flowing to the American people, and we're supporting our county and state leaders to deal with this with transparent information and giving them the support that they need.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.